This is Ozarks at Large. Two Black Lives Matter protests were held late last week in Harrison, a city where a racial cleansing took place more than 100 years ago. There were rumors of white nationalists disrupting protests, so that drew a large law enforcement presence. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Frohlich was there, and she brings us this report.
A carillon tolls in downtown Harrison at 4 p.m. Friday evening. Several blocks away, over 100 protesters rise after taking a knee in front of the Harrison Police Station. To commemorate George Floyd, he died after being brutally constrained by an arresting white police officer in Minneapolis on May 25th. The protesters marched on towards the town square. Harrison was once home to a large African-American neighborhood, but it was attacked in the early 20th century by a white mob and driven out. The racial cleansing was reconciled a century later in a ceremony on this town square. Ozarks white nationalists also staked a claim on the town, and rumors swelled these racist groups plan to violently disrupt the Friday night protest in particular.
We heard they were bussing in a lot of people from away.
Boone County Justice of the Peace Fred Wall said he monitored both Thursday and Friday night protests. He said Tom Robb, director of a local Ku Klux Klan chapter, did show up on Thursday night, but didn't declare himself.
I don't know if a lot of them knew who he was, but that's neither here nor there, but he was nice and cordial.
Robb nor his followers were visible Friday evening, but when a pair of white evangelical Christians taunted the protesters, they reacted by chanting louder. Law enforcement, which was pervasive, quelled the confrontation. One of the Christian counter-protesters, who declined giving his name, says they were preaching the word of God.
So when these people were walking out here, I was asking them, do Black lives matter? Why do they matter? I wasn't questioning that Black lives do matter. I want to know, on their worldview, where do they get this idea that George Floyd's life even mattered? Because I can account for that from a Christian worldview. I'm willing to bet they cannot.
Dozens of state, county, and local law enforcement were patrolling the downtown on foot and by vehicle. Tim Robertson, sheriff of Boone County, declined to comment about their presence, saying only this.
Isn't it great? Great bunch of people. Our law enforcement in Northwest Arkansas is awesome.
Harrison Mayor Jerry Jackson says the peaceful protests will greatly help to mitigate Harrison's reputation as a racist town.
This is an opportunity for Harrison, Arkansas, to prove to the country a little bit about what we are. And it's not about the protest or that message. It's about, if we can do this peacefully two nights in a row, it's going to make a big statement.
The crowd was predominantly white, with several African Americans present, including Kevin Cherie, retired superintendent of the Buffalo National River. He's lived in Boone County with his family for 12 years.
There has been so many incidents like this that people aren't aware of. And now that with the cameras, phones, and everything that are now recording these things, more and more Americans are beginning to believe what we've been telling them for years about the unequal treatment of Black people in America, and especially young Black men.
Cherie says he's been subject to racist threats and one violent offense when his tires were slashed.
What I was experiencing here, I experienced in New Orleans. I experienced in other places where I visited and worked. So that's why I didn't feel overly concerned for my own life, even though they were serious.
Cherie is a member of the Harrison Task Force on Race Relations, formed initially in 2005 to repair the town's racist legacy. Historically, white supremacists make a strong, aggressive showing in Harrison during any public civil rights event. This time, however, they were a no-show. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Frohlich.